never ceases to amaze me how woefully unprepared these host species are for the crawl. Some people get a grip on their situation right away. Others get ripped to shreds by three-headed baboons, like the unfortunate couple in the scene we just showed.
Brandon and crew were still bringing people into the safe room as the next episode premiered. Right when the show started, the timer finally ran out. The world rumbled, and the ground under my feet shook. The shaking lasted but a second. I stopped and gazed at the number on the television screen. It flashed, going from just over 2 million to 1,292,526. More people had made it down to the next level than I expected. Still, those numbers. Those goddamned numbers. I wished we didn't have to look at them. In that brief moment, as I helped push a woman, her name was Ellie McGibbons, in a wheelchair into the storm shelter, over 700,000 people died. A third of the remaining crawlers. The first floor had claimed a little more than 10 million people.
"Thank you, honey,"
the woman said as I rolled her to the others.
"Can you put divorce court on the television? My Barry used to watch that show. It reminds me of him."
"I don't think that show is on anymore, Mrs. McGibbons."
That's okay."
Above the number with the remaining crawlers, the countdown to level collapse blinked a few times, then reset. 6 days and counting.
6 days?
Brandon came to stand beside me.
"Mistress Tiatha had said it would be 10.
Yeah, our guy said the same thing. At least we know where the stairs are this time. I took stock of the room. We'd only gained 6 more residents from the Waffle House safe room, meaning 24 of them had elected to stay behind. I thought about that for a moment. Good for them, I decided. They'd gained a measure of control in those last few moments. They went out on their own terms. Brandon said they'd all been singing when he'd last seen them. Agatha remained missing. Chris sat in the corner, his head low. He might have been crying. I wanted to give the man space. Imani and Yolanda worked their way around the residence. Yolanda helped them to the bathrooms while Imani handed out crawler biscuits. Donut paced the floor in front of the television screen, waiting for the second half of the program. We wouldn't be able to watch Odette's show, and we still didn't know if we'd get any airtime on the main program.
"After everyone sleeps, I was hoping to get your help with something."
I already knew what he was going to ask. "You're going to send them all down the stairs to the third floor early."
"Yes. They can't train, so there's no point in keeping them here."
"What about you? Your levels need work."
"We talked about it. All of us are going to go down. We'll take our chances on the third floor. We don't want to risk getting separated."
"We'll scout the way and clear it out for you."
"Thank you."
"Ben, can you hear us down there?"
"Hello? Yes, I can hear you. My production quality microphone was snatched by a brindled Vespa, so I'm down to my pocket communicator."
"Well, the field correspondent program is a bit new. Shame you couldn't have predicted damage to your equipment in the universe's most violent and unpredictable game show. What's the general sense you're getting from the crawlers?"
"It's pretty hopeless down here, Kevin. Most of the crawlers I've observed seem to be more focused on running for their lives rather than actually trying to adapt to the game and develop their skills. It's not exactly a winning strategy."
"That's putting it mildly."
"The Borant Corporation has certainly gone all out for this season of the crawl. In accordance with syndicate rules, I'm only allowed minimal interaction with the crawlers, and only under certain circumstances. Earlier today, I spoke with a woman named Petra D.A. about her early experiences in the dungeon." Petra D.A., what's been your favorite part of the crawl so far?"
"Is this some sort of joke? My favorite part? What the hell is wrong with you? You alien freaks threw us into this hellhole with a bunch of monsters and bullshit traps and no way to defend ourselves. I've just been running from safe room to safe room, trying to hide long enough until the doors to the next floor opened. But even then, when I went down, everything just got worse. There's no way out of here. I never should have gone toward the light in the first place. What in the... Oh my God!"
As she spoke, a mob approached, but I was disallowed from warning her as per the rules of the crawl. Though I wasn't permitted to interfere, Petra D.A. managed to cast a spell that put the mouthy Melangina beast to sleep, sparing her life. A quick healing tincture stopped the bleeding from her arm, which the Melangina had bit off just above the elbow. But then, as Petra D.A. lay on the floor, our conversation took on a new timbre. You just successfully put the mob to sleep, Petra. Why aren't you killing it?
Are you fucking crazy? It just took off my arm. If I hadn't collected these healing potions, I'd be bleeding out right now. This place is hell. Literal hell. And you've got the nerve to ask me why I didn't kill the fucking thing?
What would you say to the crawlers who are fighting back against these mobs? Do you feel they're wrong for doing so?
What are you talking about? Who the fuck are you? Just leave me alone. I can't keep doing this. I can't.
This isn't a complex game. Yet some crawlers still don't get it, do they?
Sadly, no. It's as if all the survival-based media these planets and societies created to entertain themselves has fallen on deaf ears. Humans, in particular, are known for being obstinate and resilient on the whole, but many of their number are overweight, untrained, and generally unprepared for the rigors of the crawl.
But not all of them. You caught up with Lemon, the group of soldiers we mentioned in our last episode. Until just recently, they've been trailblazers, gunning their way through everything the dungeon threw at them. But that's not the case anymore, is it?
Things have indeed changed for Le Mouvement. Hailing from the continent of Africa, as it was known pre-crawl, the group originally consisted of about 150 soldiers. They all had varying degrees of training, but on the whole, they had more advantages than most of the crawlers in this season.
Having 150 party members does make things a lot easier. At least on these early floors, but not so much later on.
That's right, but now, thanks to infighting, violent disagreements, and some hard choices, the group is down to 80 members, almost half its original size. Worse yet, their supply of ammunition has dwindled to less than 500 rounds for the entire group. That works out to about 16 bullets per AK-47 rifle. But not all group members are keen on sharing their ammunition, so some of them have resorted to using their weapons as clubs.
Seriously? They aren't training with other weapon types.
Unfortunately not. The dungeon AI has offered lots of alternatives to them, but very few party members have elected to try something else.
Stupid, stupid crawlers.
I think it's more a case of fear of the unknown, Kevin. A handful of them brought knives and sabers into the dungeon with them, but in my time observing the group, I didn't see anyone using them.
Meanwhile, you've got crawlers like Lucia Mar, who are still out there wreaking havoc on the dungeon mobs like it's nothing. You recently had a close encounter with her, didn't you?
I prefer not to talk about that. When I asked her for an interview, she sent her two dogs after me, and she hurled every spell she knew in my direction. If not for my official correspondent armor, she might have actually done some damage.
But that's exactly the kind of feisty behavior that'll help her survive. She bulldozed a nest of shagwallops to reach the first floor stairwell, and then she went down with nary a scratch on her. And don't take it too personally that she attacked you. The dogs tried to take a bite out of a producer from another show right after she descended.
Hecla and her ever-growing party of all-female crawlers proved just as capable. I couldn't get too close to them either, but I watched the four of them work together to take out a Thrasher Yeti in nearly seamless harmony. But it's not like that for most crawlers down here. For every crawler that cruises through the dungeon, there are thousands more who will die on these early floors because they can't, or won't, do what they need to do to survive. It's been said before that the dungeon is the great equalizer, and that has never been truer than on this season, Kevin.
Ben Wolf, Fort Ansfield correspondent, thank you for that special report. Stay safe down there, you shifty bastard.
I turned to Brandon, who now had a bright silver star next to his name in the interface, along with the rest of us. Did you get anything good in your boss box?
I got a magic boomerang! Chris got some Book of the Floor Club thing,
Imani doesn't tell us what she gets, and Yolanda received a new type of quiver.
There's something I've been wanting to ask you about, Agatha.
Everyone quiet, quiet! It's time for the Kuzpot!
And now, to close out our program this evening, we bring you a highlight from two groups known as the Royal Court of Princess Donut and Team Meadowlark as they take on their first Bora boss.
Here it comes!
Like some of the moronic crawlers highlighted in our last segment, the Royal Court of Princess Donut and Team Meadowlark showed ingenuity and guile in the face of insurmountable odds. Everyone expected them to get squashed into paste, but instead, they found a way to triumph. And with that, it's time to conclude our show for this evening. We'll be back tomorrow with more scintillating slaughters, daring escapes, and ridiculous exploits.
They didn't put Agatha's picture on the screen. Does that mean she's dead?
I think that's exactly what it means, Yolanda.
Wait.
Chris said, and it surprised me when he spoke. This was only the second time I'd heard him speak.
There's more to it. She was edited out of the scene. She was next to me under the speed bump, but she wasn't there when they showed it.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
What does that mean?
Who the hell knows?
Two shows in one day, Carl. Two shows! Maybe there is more, too. Do you think we're on more shows?
Donut, you need to stop obsessing over this. It's dangerous. It's going to get us killed.
I'm not obsessing. What makes you think I've been obsessing?
People like you because of what you've been doing. If you start playing for the camera, they're going to like you less. And if you die, you won't be remembered at all. So try not to think about it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Carl.
Hello, crawlers! Welcome to the second floor! Congratulations to all of you! We have just under 1.3 million crawlers still in the game. That number is slightly lower than our projections, so we are speeding up the second floor timer to the minimum legally allowed by the rules. You have 6 days to find a staircase down. Once again, we urge you all to wait until the last possible moment to descend. As soon as this announcement ends, you will find that follows and favorites will be turned on for our viewers. The numbers will populate slowly on your interface. So don't be too disappointed if you don't see anything just yet. We have improved how patronage works this season. This is a major change, so please pay attention. All crawlers are now limited to 3 patrons, and all 3 spots will be up for auction for 1 day immediately upon the induction of the 4th floor, then 5th, then 6th floors respectively. Your benefactors may so choose to transfer their patronage to other parties at their own discretion, starting on the 7th floor. All patronage spots will become available at a bid of 1 credit, meaning this season, virtually all living crawlers will have patrons. But be warned, any bids the patron pays above the standard patronage fee will be reflected in loot box discounts for that patron. Any funds below the fee will be reflected in additional cost to that patron for loot boxes. In other words, the more your patron pays for you, the more and higher quality benefactor boxes you may receive. The higher your social numbers, the better your chances at receiving the best loot. Your tutorial guide should have more details and will help you if you have any additional questions. Finally, we must say we are disappointed in the disrespect we are being shown regarding the bathrooms. As of this moment, if any human-born crawler intentionally urinates or defecates anywhere outside a designated bathroom area, they will be immediately and swiftly penalized in the form of a rage elemental plucked from the 13th floor. This elemental will kill them and everyone in their party before they can get their pants back up. Have fun out there, and remember to kill, kill, kill.
Yolanda, you better tell Jack not to pee in the hallways no more.
Yolanda had gone pale. I hadn't even realized that this was a problem. Jack was one of the guys who used a walker, not a wheelchair. He wore a Cincinnati Bengals hat and was always poking at the female residents, saying,
"You still alive, Mary Beth?"
None of them were named Mary Beth.
I have a few adult pads left. I'll make sure he puts one on.
The reasoning for speeding it up doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. If anything, Imani, It seems like they're trying to get rid of us faster.
Carl! Carl! I have a follower! My first follower! Another! A view! I have a view!
Yeah, you know that viewer is watching you right now. So maybe you should stop acting crazy. We talked about this. Donut stiffened, her eyes going wide.
You're right.
She sat down and licked her paw, suddenly looking nonchalant.
That was quite the battle today, don't you think, Carl?
It took everything, not to say my catchphrase out loud. She's going to get used to it. It's new, so you gotta give her time. After Odette's show finished airing, I knew those numbers were going to skyrocket. This was going to be a long night.
What'd you say? What'd you say? Who, what is it?